From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. The Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud, West Coast Trip episode. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for the millennials. Rangers are heading into game number two of their four-game West Coast trip. Nice, beautiful win Sunday evening on the East Coast versus the Vegas Golden Knights, and I'm glad I was dead wrong as far as what I thought could have been a disaster to start off the road trip, but it was somewhat of a disaster right before that versus Montreal at home. Beautiful win. It's been an up-and-down week. Beautiful win in Columbus. Lost late in the game versus Montreal at home, and a great start to the road trip. Got L.A. on right after this episode, and, of course, you've got the Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks, and after that, the Nashville Predators back at home on Monday. Ranger Proud, writer for Elite Sports New York. Of course, Ranger Proud on the Facebook fan page. RP, man, what's going on, man? How's everything?
Hey, Steve, how's it going tonight?
I am good, man. I have a lot to discuss, man. Let's start with what I just said as far as these games, man. Well, how you doing, dude? How you doing, man?
We're doing good. We're doing, hanging in there. It's been a long week so far, but we're hanging in there.
Oh, man, I hope everything is better, man. You all right? You good?
Yeah, things are better now. We're good. We're ready to watch some hockey, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. All right, because we got a half hour to knock this out before we watch some hockey out there in Los Angeles. But, RP, man, what's your thoughts? Let's backtrack. Go from Columbus, Montreal to Vegas. Like, how do you see, those getting the 4 points out of the six in those games? And I know it was a letdown, or not what I say a letdown, but a bummer loss to the Canadiens, the way they lost at the end of that game. But overall, what's your thoughts in Columbus with the return of Bredman and, of course, the payback win Sunday versus Golden Knights? It was like the opposite happened when they beat us at the Garden. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good hockey. They need to play a little bit better hockey there. They're winning games thanks a lot to their goaltending and their special teams, and they need to play a little bit more better starts. I know David Quinn mentioned that, especially with the Vegas game. The Knights had something like 12 grade-A quality chances in the first period, and they had 9 the remaining of the game, the last two periods. So the Rangers need to start working on coming out with some better starts in their games. But, the flip side to that is they're finding ways to win. And I think that's more important than anything else at this point of the season. The Montreal game, the thing about the Montreal game is you're 1-1 with a minute and a half to go. And I'm sure everyone's saying the same thing I am. Get the 1 point here and you're looking good regardless of overtime or shootout, and then they score that goal and you drop, like you said. It's just a game you at least wanted 1 point out of. It was anybody's game, like the Rangers said. The Rangers blinked first in that game, giving up that late goal, but you can't take nothing away from the goaltending. Gorgiev's been standing on top of his head, and I think there's a lot of positives coming out of it, and there's also a lot of work to be done to get better. So and that can start tonight, with a Kings team that's struggling. So they need better starts. Mm-hmm. They need to start shooting the puck more. I know that was a bit of a conversation, especially at the end of the Montreal game. The Rangers pulled a goalie and won the opening draw and had plenty of ice time in the end. But if you notice, nobody wanted to pull the trigger. And it was too much perimeter passing with the man advantage, which the Rangers have been doing on their power plays, which is the problem. Even the head coaches said he needs to find a way to get this team to understand that you can't score if you don't shoot. And every pass doesn't need to be a beautiful tic-tac-toe pass around the ice. Sometimes you keep it simple and just get the shot on net, pick up a garbage goal, get a rebound, whatever it may be, Steve. But they need to get into that more of a shooter's mentality, especially Kako. Lately, he seems to be passing more than he's shooting, and he's a great playmaker, but he knows that he can score goals. And I think it's important that at this point they really start getting through to him that he needs to shoot, as do a lot of the players. They just need to start shooting more, especially early in games. They're not a they're not as bad defensively, Steve, as last season. They have all those horrible opening 2-3 minutes to a down goal kind of deal. But they need to just be a little bit more aggressive earlier in game. They need to set the tempo, which is something I think you'll start to see tonight and in the upcoming games.
Yeah, because you mentioned the LA Kings. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They haven't played bad hockey, but I just think they just fell short in a lot of these games over the last week and some change. So the Rangers are in a good position to get another 2 points. And I remember, like I said last week, when we played the Kings last year on the road, I believe that was a Sunday game, and a game I thought we should have handily beat them, and they came out and beat us because we didn't. That was Quinn's first year, and we didn't rise to the occasion. There's two more points, then we'll go back to you. But you mentioned Kako, and I'm glad you brought that up because that was actually one of the points I wanted to bring up tonight with you. You already beat me to the punch on that. As far as the scoreless streak, like, what is the importance of getting him going individually and collectively? You kind of knocked the thunder out of that. We got to get him going. I mean, there's no way around it. He's hesitant on it. But what about his young psyche? Because I think of his young age, you think it's going to bother him? Like, he's probably so used to being the man, but as far as the star through his young age, his young career, going up through the ranks. But as far as Kako, I mean, you think mentally he'll be able to bounce back from this get off the scoring streak stuff? Mentally, it must be wearing on him, man. I mean, I know he wants to contribute. I know he wants to be the pressure, especially of being the number 2 overall pick. Well, what's your thoughts as far as Kako getting off the scoreless stride? Because that was one of the points I wanted to bring up. You already beat me to the punch. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I just think it's a learning curve for both. I think he wants to – he's the kind of player he wants to definitely be the guy with the puck, and he wants to control the play, which he has been doing. You know, in the NHL, he's a young kid. I think he's just going to have to learn to be more confident when to take the shot as opposed to when to pass the puck. He drives to the net. We've seen that plenty of times. And I think that's just going to come with games. The more, you know, it's only been 30 games. He's still young. There's a lot going on. I know these guys haven't played so many games in such a short period of time, and that's another factor with so many young players on the team that they have to get used to. And I mean, just keep doing what you're doing and improve on the things that you need to improve. That goes for the whole team. Not just Kako, right? That can go for, you know, the defensemen, the other forwards. Keep doing what you're doing, because at the end of the day, the most important thing is the 2 points. And with wins comes confidence. With wins comes better play, better goaltending all around. So just keep doing what they're doing. They're playing quite well. I mean, you're 4 points out of a playoff spot in December. So many people are saying, you know, we're still rebuilding. I sort of believe that they are still rebuilding. And then on the next step, you know, 4 points out of a wild card, getting to the playoffs would be such a valuable lesson for all these kids. Look, we all know the Rangers, unless something dramatic happens, we're not going to win the Stanley Cup this season. But I think if you get to the playoffs, that's more experience that these guys get to under their belt. And then the next time round, it'll be over with. They've been there before. They can grow from that experience. So you want to get there. And even David Quinn said earlier today, where they are and where they're looking at, he's shooting for the playoffs, which is something he hadn't said, at least from what I had read. He hadn't said this season, but it's something that came up in one of their pregame conversations, whatever. Colin Stevens of Stevenson on Newsday wrote, DQ was talking the playoffs. He said, and he quote, they're 15-11-2. We're in a position to make the playoffs as we stand here today, and that's what we're focused on. So he is a second-year coach with a bunch of kids on his team, giving them a goal. And I think every team has goals and ideas and all, but I think that's great. I think they need to have not just wins and not just to play a game. You want to know something, guys? Look where we are now. Look where we've come from the last year and a half. The goal is making the playoffs. That's every team's goal, but where the Rangers are, so, you know, it's a little bit different. There's a lot going on. There's a lot more decisions to be made down the road. But I mean, I like his confidence that he wants to make the playoffs. We haven't really heard that. So he's been rebuilding, and let's just learn to be a cohesive team, and let's keep the experience going and all of that. So I was surprised to see that he wrote that.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel that comes with the territory. If you want to talk playoffs, the real thing for me, RP, and we've said it over and over, I don't want to be a broken record, but is improvement game by game. And if you improve game by game, I mean, then the doorstep of the playoffs should be there, evidently, because if you improve and you continue to play a consistent hockey, and actually that was one of my points tonight as well as far as this West Coast road trip, because you talked about it last week, as far as what's your point expectation on the road out of the four games. How many you want to get? 4 out of 8, 6 out of 8. If we get 6 out of 8, I think that's an achievement. And I think we were off to a fast start versus the Vegas Golden Knights. Matter of fact, I thought we both assumed we would have had a win, a point streak going, including the Montreal game. The Columbus game was a nice start to the back-to-back. To go back to Capocacco, he actually played. I thought he played better in the Vegas game than he did the last couple of games. He was actually really quiet. Not only just the score of the streak, he wasn't even shooting. Even in the Columbus game, I think he only had one shot. I don't think he shot the puck, not that I remember. And I think he only took like one shot in the Montreal game. That was a really tight game in itself, as you know, you already know. The Montreal game was a nail biter, and they got away at the end. But I really like, you brought up the slow starts, and I get that. But here's my thing, and I always like those Ranger teams, like even in between 2011, the Zuccarello, Stepan, Brassard teams, Rick Nash. Like sometimes even when they started off slow because they got the balance of the four lines, and I'm not saying we are that team, but I do like the fact that the Rangers do respond, and they get hot. Even this season, RP, they've played better as the game's gone along for the most part. I mean, some games got out of hand, but this year, I even like the fact that as the game goes, they've gotten better in a lot of these games. Even some of the games they got off to fast starts, they even lost the lead. I don't like that. I know it sounds weird, but I actually don't mind if they off to a slow start, but they turn it up. I've seen that, more examples of that than the other, as far as start off fast and then get killed, because sometimes it doesn't work in their favor. Like I could bring up examples as far as the Boston game, the first Boston game, when they started off okay, but then they fizzled out. Even in the Columbus game, after the Atkinson goal, I mean, Lemieux later in the period got the goal. He had the assist from Capocacco, and then he also the Trouba shot. Trouba had the power play goal. I mean, there was some statement rebound in that game, and then also Panarin getting the goal. From Howden and Tony D'Angelo. That, to me, RP, says a lot more as the games go. It's like they're wearing on a lot of these teams. Look what they did to Vegas, man. We're talking about good starts. I mean, I thought that was a nice start to the not only just that game, but just the road trip. Because you remember my complaint last week? Well, they're flying to Vegas. They're going to be hungover. I guess I was wrong.
Well, yeah. You're right, but if you remember the first 7 minutes of that Vegas game was not a good start. Vegas was over us in that game. Gorgiev was the reason why the Rangers were able to get that 2-0 lead. I mean, at least that's how I look at it. And I understand what you're saying, but I think when you're playing against the better teams, you need to have a better start. Yes, it's great that you can play the second and third periods stronger, but you can't give these better teams all these early opportunities. Because what's going to happen is eventually your goaltending's not going to hold up. And you're going to be down 2-0 instead of up 2-0. So I think they got to learn from that. Take it. Don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, I don't care what kind of start they have if they get the 2 points at the end of the game. But they need to play better. Because some of this good luck is going to run out. And I think with that, if they start to recognize these situations while they're winning, then it's kind of easy to correct. Whereas if you start losing a lot of these games and you start finger-pointing and trying to figure out what's going on and so forth, it's a lot harder. And, you know, that goes for the coaching staff, too. Look, David Quinn, I think this is maybe only the first or second time is going with the same lineup back-to-back nights. It looks like he might have found his chemistry, which is an important thing because he's constantly changing up lines and players. And during the game is one thing, but he's been changing lines up frequently, as you and I have discussed and as everybody has read. So it's nice to see that after the Vegas game, he's going with the same lineup today. People might say, well, that's obvious. But even after games, DQ's been moving lines around because something him and the coaching staff saw that they just didn't like, maybe after watching video after a win or something like that, or whatever reason. And now these two games, he's kept the same lineup. He's kind of forced to do the same thing with the defenseman because with Hayek being out, the Rangers don't have an extra defenseman unless they want to take Smith off forward, which they don't want to do. So I'm glad to see that. I think that is another positive start to a game. These guys are coming on the ice playing the same lines in practice, same lines in back-to-back games now, and that might be something that we can look forward to, maybe a little bit of consistency there. We still have to get you the consistency at the beginning of games.
Well, let me ask you this, though. What was it in the Vegas game that you did not like? Unless I'm missing something on that. I just want to get
It wasn't what I didn't like. I didn't like their start was horrible. They had their first 7 minutes, they were all over the Rangers. All over the Rangers. Gorgiev was standing on his head making great saves. And then the Rangers got a goal, and then bang, they got another goal after that, and then they took charge of it. My problem is, if in those first 7-8 minutes, Vegas puts two or three behind Gorgiev, it's a totally different game. So you can't – every game can't be relying on a goaltender to start because we have slow starts, because they're going to get eaten up eventually. You need to come out and have that harder, better start. They need to be dominating the first 5-6 minutes in a road game. They need to come out tonight against the Kings that's struggling against a goaltender and Quick that hasn't won since November 27th and start putting the puck in the net early. Start getting at least a lot of shots on goal. Tilt the rink to their side a little bit. Let them be a little bit fearful of our team. Otherwise, what happens is eventually, Steve, they're going to start scoring these goals early in the game, and then you're playing from behind again, which we did early in the season, and that's a hell of a lot different hockey game. So it wasn't that they did a lot of things wrong in the Vegas game. I just didn't like their start. Their second and third period was fantastic. I mean, the third period, they held the Knights to 6 shots on goal. That's how they have to play the whole game. They tightened up on their defense, and granted, Vegas probably backed off a little bit too. It was their first home game back from a 4-game road trip. There was a lot going on there too. But those when you had a bit, when you saw that Vegas game to start, you were like, we might be in trouble here because they were flying.
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, it was a positive chance they were out, you know. I mean, I'm talking about the players being the human element. They probably was out, late night,
maybe.
4 o'clock game. You know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but that's no excuse either. If you want to go out partying late night, well, you better be damn well to play the hockey game. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't say because they're traveling to Vegas or they're traveling to LA.
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying it's a reality. I mean, I think all teams go through that. I know they're, especially the Rangers are the second youngest team in the league, right? They're not veteran heavy. Like, you already know this. So,
right.
But I'm looking at it as a human element. I mean, you are a young professional hockey player, you know, one of the, you know, players in the world on a professional hockey team, and you probably never been to Vegas or never been to Los Angeles, more so Vegas than anything, because I've been there.
Of course.
I'm not sure if you've been there, but the whole that's real, man. I mean, like when people go to Miami or like for Florida games, you know, like some people love that environment and they might, you know, they might hang out a little bit more than they normally would. I mean, and they come out and they are sluggish, and plus the time zone change too. You know, your body clock is on East Coast standard time. So that is real, man. I mean, I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just saying that's just the reality. And I mean, yeah, they're professional hockey players, RP. And as fans, we want them to play hard, you know, to 60 minutes every game, 82 games a year. Realistically, I just don't – as much as we would love that, you know, I mean, the great teams in the history of the sport would do that, but it's not – you know, we would want that, but sometimes that just doesn't happen 82 games, especially with the youngest of young teams. But in a sense, though, to your point, though, I'm with you, though. I'm with you that we need to play consistent hockey, and I just love the fact that once they did get it going, they put it on the Vegas
Golden
Knights. And yeah,
there's no doubt once they turned it on,
made my
it was
Sunday.
Great. But, But the Rangers got outshot 17-7 in the first period. You can't do that consistently.
Mm-hmm.
First off, odds are you're not going to get two goals on seven shots normally. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I don't want to play those odds. Gorgiev made 17 saves in the first period. Most games, you should only be seeing 20, 25 shots on goal. The Rangers really tightened up in the second and third. But it was all, I feel that it was all based on how great he played in that first period. Otherwise, mm-hmm, the flip flop. And that's what I'm not taking anything away from the win. I've been arguing with people on Twitter for 2 days about, at the end of the day, the 2 points are what matter first. There's no doubt about
Rangers
that.
Twitter.
Rangers Twitter. Yesterday, I was homesick, and yesterday, I don't know why I was on it. I got into analytical wars. I got into fights about quasi stats and expected goals. And I'm like,
these are analytical wars.
None of that, unless I'm betting on the game, who cares about all of that? So, this is just what, you're always going to find people that have issues and problems. And that my issue with the game was, don't give up so many high-scoring chances in a game and rely on your goalie to really keep you in it. Because that game could easily, at the 11-minute mark or so, is when the Rangers made it 1-0 and then Kreider scored 20 seconds later or so, 24 seconds later, made it 2-0. Very easily could have been the other way around. And now you got a bunch of 21-year-olds in Las Vegas down 2 or 3-0 in the first period. So I just want to see that the way they played in the second and the third could tighten up a little bit. Now, we all know, like you said, they're going to have their times when that's just not going to happen. But if I took anything away from that game, they need to – and it's been some of their games. They've been really relying on some great goaltending at one point or another for a long stretch. That's where I think they have to start to improve, and I think it'll come. I think their defense is strong enough to do that, and they have enough veteran leadership to work with the younger guys to get it done.
Right. All right, we got to get ready for our game. But let me throw some of these other topics at you. The return of Mark Stahl, you saw him in, also in the Vegas game, and had a few hits and assists in the game. Paired him up with Tony DeAngelo. Your thoughts on Mark Stahl return? If you go back to the Montreal game, you saw Buchnevich get he had him. David Quinn had him right in the pond, and he did that sit and learn thing with Pavel Buchnevich. I don't know if you noticed that. He didn't play a lot. He didn't play as much as he normally would. Buchnevich, and I cannot not ignore the Vitali Kravtsov situation going on. I know you're very aware of it as far as what's happening across the, and this really goes back to how frustrated Ranger fans were, including me, on the night we drafted him, and the whole narrative at that time, RP, you remember, that the Rangers, they got a kid, and he's playing with grown adults in the Russian League, and we're going to benefit off of that. Now, we've gone from that to now he's being a mental case. And it goes back to, like, is this a bust? Was this pick a bust? So I throw those three topics, Mark Stahl, Buchnevich, and Kravtsov. What's your thoughts on all those three?
On Mark Stahl, it was his first game back in almost 3 weeks. I thought he played fine. He pairs off well with Tony DeAngelo because DeAngelo's a little bit more offensive. Stahl's on the defensive side. So I like that 1-2 kind of punch there. Buchnevich seems to go through these ruts. We saw it last year, too, when he'll be playing on the top line and wind up on the fourth line, or like you said, running the point. I don't know if he's forcing the play too much. It looks like he's back to thinking too much instead of playing the game. But I anticipate him to have a bounce-back game today. They need him to score. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They absolutely need him to score. They put him on the third line tonight. He's on the wing with Howden centering and Lemieux. It's not a bad line. Like I said, he's going pretty much with the same lineup as last game, so that's expected. I expect him to have a better game. It's a good line. Howden's a feisty, hard-digging kind of guy. We all know what Lemieux brings. And Buchnevich's job is to finish. It's to put the puck in the net on that line. He's the goal scorer on that line, and that's what I think Smith and the coaching staff are trying to get across to him. Kravtsov, let me just say one thing about Kravtsov. We wanted the Rangers, and you and I had talked about it, to pick Oliver Wahlstrom. Mm-hmm. He was the better player, this, that, and the other thing. And he hasn't been able to make it up with the Islanders, and he's back in the AHL. So I don't know if it's – I will not say that Kravtsov is a bust. I will say that, in my personal opinion, he made a poor decision going back to KHL before we got demoted to the VHL. He should have stayed. He would have learned more in the AHL, learning the Rangers system. I think he would have been one of the first call-ups after Hedl if he would have stayed. And now the Rangers have a situation where they have to decide if they want to bring him back now so they can monitor him better so he doesn't become a head case in the VHL or not. And that's something our organization and team is going to have to decide what they want to do. He sort of put himself in his predicament because he just hasn't been playing good in the KHL from everything that I read. The last two games he played there, he only got in one shift. It was a surprise that he got sent down. Steve Valiquette wrote, you know, he played in the KHL for 2 years, the Rangers broadcaster, and said the VHL is like playing on the moon. He goes, it's horrible rinks. It's horrible. It's just not good hockey. It's not with the Rangers, I think. I think the Rangers could accept that he went to the KHL, get more ice time, play, fine. Going to the VHL, you're going to learn more in the AHL here. So I would anticipate that they're going to see how it plays out a little bit, talk with his agent a little bit more with him and see what they want to do with the possibility of bringing him back to North America. I don't think he's a bust. I think he can be a good hockey player. We've seen glimpses of it. He's a kid who's just in a struggle that might have made a bad decision, and then it really became a bad decision once he got sent down to the KHL's minor league. So we're just going to have to wait it out and, you know, and see what happens with those decisions. Those are just one of many decisions in the next probably 5 weeks that the organization is going to have to start addressing. The others being Gorgiev, right. Kreider. There's a lot in the background going on amidst the Rangers winning here. So it's going to it'll be an interesting thing, but I won't call Kravtsov a bust whatsoever. I think it's too early for that. I don't think any 18, 19-year-old and anyone from the NHL and AHL and all that could be called a bust after, you know, 1 year of being drafted. We haven't even seen if he's hit his potential. All we've seen is him make a poor decision on wanting to leave to go to Europe. That's the one thing you can knock on him, and that's the only thing you can really knock on him. It's just too early to tell.
Right. Final thoughts from you, Ranger Proud, as far as this game tonight versus the Kings. Upcoming games going up the coast to the Bay Area versus the Sharks and back down versus Anaheim. Final thoughts. And then the home game versus the Predators on Monday.
Love to get this game tonight because anytime you go on a road trip, you can go 500. You know, it's good. And if the Rangers win tonight, the worst they can do is 2-2 on this trip. Honestly, I expect them to go 3-1 here. I don't anticipate a sweep of the four games because that's just not our style. But this is a winnable game tonight. The Kings are struggling. They've been 1-4 or 5 in a row. Quick hasn't been playing well, so I expect the Rangers to come out hard and fast. And, you know, just keep going game at a time and see where it takes. You know, a lot of good hockey coming up. A lot of games left this month. And we'll get an idea, like I said earlier, of what kind of team we have come January once these 2 weeks are up because they're going to play a lot of hockey in a short amount of time.
Right on. We'll be back next Tuesday at the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud, the West Coast Trip, iTunes Podcast for public tuning, your Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. RP will be discussing next Tuesday in between games. We'll discuss the conclusion of the West Coast Trip next week and, of course, the home game versus the Nashville Predators. Sangre Asu, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.